more. Christine O'Donnell hates when people masturbate, but back in school she played with witchcraft. If I'm Karl Rove, I'm wondering why my head seems to be spinning. Maybe she also knows voodoo.
You were a witch.
I dabbled into witchcraft. I never joined a coven.
Wait a minute,
I did.
You were a witch?
Yeah, she was.
I was a witch.
You know, in southern Delaware, where there are a lot of church-going people, they're probably going to want to know what was that all about. And again, she said it on television. My view is she can't simply ignore it. She's got to deal with it.
And if he can please himself, then why am I in the picture?
It's been a great few days, capitalized for us by Joey Salvia. Very nice. First, thanks for Frank Sinatra. I don't believe he was live for this one. 1-866-408-7669. But keep in mind, for those of you who say, well, O'Donnell doesn't have a shot, she came out of nowhere, the favorite was Castle, Castle had the money, 9 straight elections, keep this in mind. Chris Coons has been called Harry Reid's pet. There's no politician out there outside Blagojevich more radioactive than Harry Reid. He's called Chris Coons' pet. And because they're probing into Christine O'Donnell's background, now they're going to start looking into Chris Coons' background, at which time he talks about a trip to Africa, to Kenya, where he came back and said he's a bearded Marxist. Was he exaggerating? Was he in college? I don't know. He now claims, well, I just came back and realized how cruel Ronald Reagan's policies were and how they hurt the poor. You make the call. Should Chris Coons now be forced to justify some of his comments in college if Christine O'Donnell now has to justify what she's done in high school? And Bill Maher, by the way, I didn't even know this. Do you know that Bill Maher didn't even air that episode with O'Donnell on it? Evidently, he was on Good Morning America this morning, and he was saying how a great guest she is. He doesn't have anything against her. The NBC show. I have no idea if there were even other shows on at that hour. He says he really has nothing against her and thinks that she's always been a great guest. Let's listen.
She was good for ratings because she was a great guest.
One of my first dates with a witch was on a satanic altar, and I didn't know it. And
who didn't have a sacrifice on an altar in high school? Come on.